And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys. Hey, that John Wiederhold from Outlaw Barbecue. Check him out on Facebook. Great guy, great story. But it made me grin a little bit when he said it's hard to cook brisket in this Michigan weather. You got a big iron smoker. So you're going to suck up some of that cold, and you got to really put the coals to it to make it work.
And that's why this is a great time of year, because it warms up a little bit and makes you want to play around with that thing a little more.
Yeah, exactly.
It is kind of tough when it's super cold to stand outside and freeze your keister off. So sometimes you might just want to go inside and just like shop around a nice little shop and pick up some balsamics and some EVOs. And we know a lady that does that. Shasta from Old World. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we just, I go through so much of your product. And it's crazy. I mean, to think of, for all the years I bought crummy oil to now, I mean, I'm now the snob in the supermarket. I walk by a lot of the olive oils and I look at them and I just put my nose up in the air. It's like, it's probably rancid.
Yeah.
But I owe that all. I owe that all to my partner, Jop, here, because he found your shop years ago. And I thought he was nuts when he said he wanted to have somebody on who sells oil and vinegar. I'm like, yeah, well, I know somebody that sells croutons, too. We'll get them on.
Yeah,
you've really changed the way we cook, honey.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to hear. That's our goal.
Well, and you've achieved it. I had a 30-year-old son move back in with me for a few months, and I introduced him. You know, he was cooking his own meals. He wanted to eat healthy, right? And I said, well, here, stop using butter and get on some of this butter olive oil. And now I'm going through your big 750 milliliter one every month or so.
$750 one.
Right, yeah, yeah. But anyway, he just moved out, but that's another story.
Yay!
But my point is that you have changed the way we've cooked, and it's wonderful. But Shasta, tell us what's new at the store. But God, it seems like it's been months since we talked to you.
It feels that. It feels like I haven't forever. We have a whole bunch of things cooking. We're finally getting back into motion after COVID. We paused our cooking demos and various in-store activities during that time. And we just had our first flight night in the Rockford location a couple weeks ago, and it was packed. Flight night is, you know, it's a cheap ticket, $15, maybe $20. You can come in, sample some wines, have some food, and just mingle. It was great to be able to get back out and have that experience again. April 13th, I believe, is our next for the round. And Facebook has all of our information on those nights. So if they follow us on Facebook, you know, you can get all the details. But we're looking to resume those back downtown. It's a beautiful location in the Flatiron Building, and we're just excited to be able to get back out in the community again.
Well, how's the Grand Rapids Marketplace treating you?
It's doing great. You know, I think it's kind of a hub for people that are coming to, you know.
You're cutting out quite a bit. We're only picking up every other word.
Oh, are you? How am I?
Oh, you're good now. It's hit or miss with us. That's all. Sorry. But in looking at your Facebook page, I see you're featuring these Run Amok products. Tell me a little bit about those.
Yeah. They're wonderful syrups. Our best seller right now is the Sparkle Syrup. You know, it's just kind of fun. It's got a little bit of it's an edible sparkle that you can drizzle it over top of your pancakes or your waffles. And, you know, kids are having a lot of fun with it, but so are adults.
How to know if you've got everything a man ever wanted, right? If you have sparkles for your pancakes.
Right.
I bet you pour those on Corey's pancakes every morning as you bring him breakfast in bed.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so any new balsamics that you've got right now?
Well, we are on the cusp of rolling out a couple. They're not in all stores yet. I hesitate to even mention. However, we've got an elderflower coming in, which is absolutely it's a very soft flavor, complements just about anything. It complements your cocktails and for it.
Well, I think that rosé vinegar you have, balsamic,
yes.
I think that is probably one of the best tasting balsamics I've ever had in my life. I use it on everything, but you do also have some balsamics that I've told your lady down in Monroe Center that would be great for cocktails, and she says, yes, we actually use those.
Yes. Elderflower will be one I think you'll find you might use in your cocktails as well.
That's so funny. And yeah. in terms of EVOs, what are some of the newer additions you've made to the EVO side?
Yeah, well, there's a bacon EVO. If you're trying to get that bacon flavor, but you don't necessarily want all the bad fat, the bacon flavor one has been a nice addition for us.
Shasta, I've used that bacon flavored EVO when I'm doing Brussels sprouts. Awesome.
Oh, delicious.
Awesome flavor. Just
great idea.
A little bit of it on there, right? And then hit them with the traditional balsamic after
18 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And reduce that a little bit. Oh, man, that combination is fantastic.
Makes Brussels sprouts edible.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You know, your game and throw a little bourbon maple balsamic on those.
And you could put some sprinkles on them.
Right, yeah.
You could put sprinkles. Right.
Okay, well... you've got locations. Tell us about your different locations around Michigan.
I didn't catch that.
Tell us your locations in Michigan.
Yes, so we are in downtown Plymouth, Michigan. We have downtown Grand Rapids in the Flatiron Building on Monroe Center. We're in the downtown market off of Ionia Street, and we're in downtown Rockford.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting, and we appreciate it. You also have Shaved Ice up in Rockford, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We opened that. This will be our third season. It's an authentic Hawaiian shave ice, and we are gearing up for the season with that. We're hoping for an opening sometime in April. We're interviewing for managers and staff for those stores right now. But it's just a fun little side gig, and you can even rent Phil, our little food trailer, and take it out to different events, weddings, birthday parties. It's just a fun summer gig.
Yeah, I was stationed in Hawaii, so I had my share of shave ice when I was a youngster.
Yeah, so you understand.
It's great in the heat. I'll tell you what, it's a great way to quench your thirst, and kids absolutely love it. Well, Shasta, Old World Olive Company, thanks so much for taking a minute with us and telling us about what's going on with your company. We appreciate your friendship over the years, and make sure you elbow that big mug next to you.
I will. I will do that.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Yeah.
We had a little technical problems there. We'd have kept that one going.
Bad signal.
But it's... if you're a longtime listener of the show, then you know that we've been partnered with Old World Olive Company for years. But if you've not tried these products, it will change the way you cook. The flavors are wonderful. The freshness is always there. You can tell the difference.
Well, and I wasn't kidding when I said, I thought you were nuts when you told me what you found in Rockford. And I'm like, oil and vinegar? Come on. How boring is your life that you've got to get? And then I tried them. And the cool thing is you go into their shop and they give you these little shot glasses and you can take a little bit of a certain oil. Conrad, you should go down there.
Okay.
Bring your wife down. It's a free date.
Okay.
And you put a little bit of EVO and a little bit of balsamic in that little shot cup and
mix it together and you get these flavor combinations that you're like, wow.
And we've got flavor combinations on thegrillinguys.com. Check us out. Check out our sponsors on the right side. Click the link. It'll take you right to their specials. You can, of course, sign up for the podcast there. You can get all of our old shows are on there. If you've got a friend that was a guest, you can just look them up. Or if you simply want to look up recipes, I think there are, I think Chaz said there's 3,000 recipes on there. So if it ain't there, you can't make it.
Right, exactly. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Spring is on the way. Phil, I don't know if he saw his shadow or not, but it doesn't matter. When it gets warm, you better start grilling and create that in your backyard.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.